Madam Chair, the United Nations Secretary General, when he was High Commissioner for Refugees, said this: while every refugee's story is different and their anguish personal, they all share a common thread of uncommon courage, the courage not only to survive, but to preserve and rebuild their shattered lives. The Republic of Fiji is pleased to be a member of the Executive Committee of the UNHCR and looks forward to constructively engaging with the Executive Committee on issues in relation to refugees, asylum seekers, and internally displaced persons. The Fijian government in 1971 ratified the 1951 Convention relating to the status of refugees and the 1967 Protocol, both of which are reflected in Fiji's Immigration Act 2003. The Fijian government has since 2006 received and processed a number of applications from nationals of various countries who seek protection or recognition as refugees under our Immigration Act. We are pleased to advise that Fiji has added relevant provisions on refugee status determination to the Immigration Act, thereby enacting a clear legal framework to assess claims for asylum. The Fijian government continues to respect the principle of non-refoulement and works closely with the UNHCR to fulfill its obligations under the Refugee Convention. The UNHCR Canberra office in Australia continues to work constructively with the Fijian government to provide technical assistance and capacity building for immigration officers in relation to RSD applications, and also to collaborate on training opportunities for various stakeholders in relation to better understanding the rights and responsibilities of states parties under the Convention and Protocol. The UNHCR and the Fijian government, in efforts to strengthen regional cooperation to address the growing challenge of refugee populations in the Pacific, hosted an inaugural Pacific Regional Meeting on Protection late last year. The two-day conference brought together representatives from 13 Pacific Island countries to discuss issues relating to refugee protection, including mixed migration, statelessness, and climate-induced displacement. The meeting also sought to boost regional and sub-regional innovation to develop solutions to challenges stemming from refugees and displaced persons in the Pacific. Opening the forum, the UNHCR's regional representative said that the UN Refugee Agency is encouraged in the Pacific by the efforts made by states to formalize legal commitments to displaced persons, to regularize arrangements for their care and processing, and to show regional leadership on emerging issues. He also noted the Pacific's proud tradition of welcome and care. The Fijian government recognizes the importance of regional and international collaboration in confronting the practical challenges presented by refugee movements around the world. Issues relating to refugee status rarely have easy answers. However, this workshop presented an important opportunity for Pacific delegations to engage in open and free discussions around emerging issues, providing a platform for Fiji and the Pacific to learn from each other's experiences. Fiji notes that while refugee movements represent serious challenges to countries all across the world, we must always recognize the dignity and individual rights of the human being, and all states need to continue to review their relevant laws to ensure that processes are transparent and accountable in confronting the practical challenges of refugee status. Fiji and the Pacific region as a whole is currently dealing with an emerging issue in relation to the projected increase of climate-displaced persons in the Pacific, and the urgent need for not just the Pacific community, but the global community to offer adequate accommodation and assistance to those seeking refuge from rising sea levels. National boundaries have become less significant, and displacement is now a regional and global responsibility. Displacement makes the vulnerable more vulnerable and creates new categories of vulnerability. 10 years ago, the notion of displacement caused by rising sea levels and extreme weather events was a vague possibility, something that we expected to play out in the future. However, climate displacement is now a reality for many Pacific states. The work of the UNHCR has been critical in developing our understanding of disaster response and preparedness. The issue of forced migration and displacement is complex. It is caused or exacerbated by the impacts of climate change, but it is also linked to other factors related to human rights, gender, the rights of indigenous people and communities, conflict and security. As a consequence of the rise in sea levels, Fiji has offered to give a permanent home to the population of two of our closest neighbors, Kiribati and Tuvalu, in the event that current scientific projections are realized and the rising seas envelop them altogether. We will naturally work with the region and stakeholders to ensure human dignity in that mass movement of our people when the time comes. As things stand, we have yet to establish an international legal framework for this to occur. But we hope that through this initiative, we are at least building the consensus that we need to adequately respond to a situation which is unique in human history. Entire sovereign countries, members of the United Nations, may be disappearing beneath the waves and their people having to be accommodated elsewhere. Some of our own Fijian communities have been relocated, are in the process of relocating due to the slow onset impacts of climate change. With forced relocations, there is a danger of communities being broken apart for people who have grown together through generations and where their ownership of land, including their spiritual link to indigenous land, is guaranteed by law. Madam Chair, the realities of mass movement of populations, either fleeing from war, persecution, or the effects of climate change can no longer be ignored. And Fiji looks forward to constructive engagement with all states in addressing these issues in order to create the necessary safeguards which guarantee global stability and prosperity whilst protecting and preserving human rights and the dignity of all persons. I thank you, Madam Chair.